Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Hi, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in to your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. I hope you love it. And if you're an OG listener, you already know the vibes, okay? Hey girl, hey. Hey boy, hey. What's poppin'? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. This morning, I was working on editing a podcast episode, and it was an interview that I did with an entrepreneur, and I was literally in the weeds with this particular episode. I was going back in, and I was just being so detailed with the way that I was editing it, because I almost felt like in the episode, I didn't sound like myself, or I just didn't necessarily love the way that I was representing myself in the episode. And so I was so anal about the editing, and I was just taking it apart and just picking it and just being so incredibly detailed. You know, I found myself kind of just annoyed with the fact that it was taking so long. And then my podcast editing app, the system or the platform rather that I use to record my episodes, to edit my episodes, to export my audio, crashed. And I use Adobe Audition. And if you use any Adobe products, you know, sometimes, you know, they crash, whether you use Adobe or not. Sometimes things on your computer, they crash. And when they do, if you've saved right before, you know, you get back and you open the program and you get back to what you had just saved right before. And if you didn't save, well, good luck to you. Maybe you recover whatever you're working on and maybe you don't. And I had saved the episode, I want to say about 5 minutes before it crashed. And so I found myself being like, oh, this is so annoying. You know, my last 5 minutes of edits are gone, but at least I was saving regularly. So I opened up Adobe Audition thinking I would see the edits that were saved from 5 minutes ago. I was quickly humbled when I saw that none of my edits from the last 5 minutes or even from the last few hours had saved. In fact, all that saved was the intro that was recorded separate from the interview that I recorded with the entrepreneur. And not only that, but the edits in the intro were not saved. So here I was with a 5-minute episode where only 3 minutes of it was edited. I kind of sat there for a minute feeling really discouraged, really frustrated, really annoyed because, like I said, I'd been working on this episode for a minute. I had been really diving deep into the edits. And there are some episodes where the edits are so minor that, you know, whenever there's a crash, it's like, okay, whatever, I can just take 20 minutes, 30 minutes to get back to where I was before. But this one, I knew it wouldn't be like that. I knew it would take me hours to get back to the progress that I'd made with this particular episode. And this kind of leads me to the episode that we have today. So I decided to scrap that episode. And I say scrap meaning that it's not that I won't ever publish that episode. The episode will be published. I think it has some really good information in there. The entrepreneur in particular that I interviewed was amazing. And I think you guys will gain so much value from that conversation. But I decided that instead of forcing myself to go back from the start and to re-edit that episode with such frustration in my heart and on my mind, I would actually sit down and record something completely different. And in recording this episode, I wanted to share a story, another story of something that happened to me this weekend. I think I'm going to title this episode something like living in the flow of life or living in the flow of your own life, because I recently encountered another situation that kind of exposed me to the reminder that we really have to lean into flow in our lives. And this was a date that I went on over the weekend. I remember on the date, he asked me a couple of questions about my timeline. And I remember one of the questions was around my timeline for kids. You know, one, did I want kids? And two, what was my timeline around having kids if I did want them? And my answer to him, I recounted how when I was younger, I had such a timeline. I was like, okay, by 25, I'll be engaged. By 26 or 27, I'll be married. By 29, I'll have my first child. By 30, I'll be on my second child, or 31 or so, 32, maybe the third. And, you know, life would be perfect and I would live happily ever after with my spouse and my three kids and our house and all of the things. I think a lot of us have the same mindset when we're younger. We have these timelines and we think that things will happen very linearly. It's a hard word to say, but I think a lot of us have these timelines and we think that things will unfold in a certain way, very clean cut, very clear, very linear. And for some of us, that is the way that our lives tend to unfold, and it is kind of linear and it does make sense. And in some ways it is kind of easier, but we face challenges and struggles in other ways. And for some of us, we recognize that life doesn't necessarily unfold that way. On this particular date, I told this man this. I was like, I used to have a timeline and I found that as I got older, things weren't happening according to that timeline. And the more that I wanted them to, the more that I questioned, why is it that I'm 29 without the husband, without the marriage, without the kid, the more that I felt unhappy, the more that I hated the life that I was living, even though it was so beautiful and so rich and so fulfilling, the more that I looked at what I lacked, the more I was unable to see what I was so rich and full in my life. And this person went on to tell me that they had a particular timeline. In fact, they were so committed to their particular timeline that they not only went on to find someone to have kids with a timeline in mind, they not only did that, but they happened to have a child and get married and find themselves in a relationship that they did not enjoy and find themselves procreating and bringing life into this world with someone that they did not particularly see eye to eye in some of the ways that they wanted to see eye to eye with that person then, in order to stick to the timeline. I won't share all of those details, right? That's that person's story to share. But I do remember listening to the story and thinking, it sounds like this person has boxes of what being a proper adult, a successful adult looks like, right? You know, the house, the marriage, the kids, the car, the yada, 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 the job. And they were going through life ticking off the boxes, right? So I need to have a child by 32 because if not, then X, Y, and Z, I'm a failure, or my parents will judge me, my friends will judge me, I'll feel behind, whatever the consequences look like for that person. And so they had these boxes and it just sounded to me as if they were going through life and checking off the boxes to check off the boxes. The relationship wasn't about finding someone that they were super aligned with. The relationship wasn't even about sharing particular values with that person. It was about finding someone who fit into the timeline box that they had. The timeline box for the marriage and the kids. I don't particularly think this way of living is wrong, because I think that if I were to look at things like this as being right or wrong, it would be discounting the nuances of humanity, the nuances of relationships, the nuances of desires and dreams and wishes. It would be to put myself on a pedestal and say, well, I don't live like that, and so my life or the way that I choose to live my life is better because it's right and theirs is wrong. And so I don't look at it that way, but it for me really highlighted some of the ways that I have changed over the years and some of the ways that I look at timelines and flow. I always say to you guys, I'm a planner. In fact, I literally created a planner, the Manifesting Gold Digger Planner. It's a 6-month undated planner. Link in the show notes if you want to check that out. But I love to plan and I love to map out a schedule. I love to think about where I want to be in the next month, perhaps even the next couple of months, next year. But the more that I've learned to open my heart up and my mind up to the possibilities that don't yet exist or the things that I may not yet see in my life, the more that I start to realize that sometimes when you create a plan, you really do have to leave a good bit of room for things to unfold magically. Now, this isn't about not having clarity. This isn't about not having direction. This isn't about completely losing sight of a plan altogether. But this is about allowing yourself to say, if I am trying to force everything to fit into this hole, if I'm trying to force the square peg into the round hole or the circle peg into the triangle hole, which that could sometimes fit, so go back to the square and the circle one. But if I'm trying to force something to be simply because I want to adhere to a specific timeline of how I think it should go, maybe, just maybe, that is actually reason for me or proof that I should let go a little bit. I have a secret. Well, I guess it's not a secret anymore because I'm literally talking about it at this moment, but the Manifest Daily membership version 2.0 is launching on August 2nd, 2024. An 11-2 day on my numerology calendar, might I add. If you are part of the 2020 membership experience, you will be blown away by what I have in store. The upgraded membership offers exclusive access to a treasure trove of lifestyle and spirituality resources designed to elevate every aspect of your life. From monthly wellness challenges and inspirational emails to guided meditations, live events with guest experts, and a comprehensive resource library, the Manifest Daily membership, reinvented and elevated, has everything you need to thrive on your journey to fostering holistic well-being and unlocking your fullest potential. Sign up for launch notifications via the link in my show notes or head to my website at themanifestdaily.com for more info. And don't forget to add August 2nd, 2024 to your calendar right now, my loves. See you there. No matter how well life is going for me, there's something about that pre-cycle week that's going to throw me off every single time. It's usually a mix of crazy cravings, emotional mood swings, bloating, some sleepless nights mixed in, and that can definitely take a toll on me, especially when it lands on a busy week. This is where Hormone Happy by Happy Mammoth comes in to help. Hormone Happy contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body to adapt to any stressors, like those caused by the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. If you're a woman dealing with things like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts or low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or occasional bloating and gas, then you can definitely benefit from Hormone Happy. Happy Mammoth makes no compromise when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MANIFESTDAILY for 15% off today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Like I said, when I was younger, just a few years younger, not that much younger, okay? A couple years ago, literally, I remember thinking my life isn't going according to plan. I, again, had this timeline laid out, and because things weren't going according to plan, it brought me so much sadness. And that can often happen when we set out with these specific timelines and plans for our lives and we don't allow for any flow. We don't allow for any pivots. We don't allow for any sort of elasticity in our understanding of how our lives should unfold. That when things don't unfold the way that we want them to or the way that we believe they should, we're sad, we're frustrated, we're angry. Or we have this belief that perhaps we're doing something wrong, right? Because I'm not married by 26, 27, I must be doing something wrong. Because I don't have this child and everyone else seems to be engaged in having babies, it must be me. I'm the problem. That is such a simplistic way of looking at it because there's so much more involved in the timeline of your life than what it is you're doing. There are other people's actions. There are other things that are happening that need to happen sometimes before you're able to call in what it is that you're manifesting for your life. Sometimes it comes down to other people's actions. Sometimes it comes down to the fact that you might need to learn a certain lesson or you might need to have a certain experience before you're ready to call in whatever experience it is that you want to have in this life. When we try to force things to happen according to plan, there are times when we can actually settle. We can allow ourselves to settle for what it is that we don't want, what it is that doesn't feel really aligned or feel really right. We can allow ourselves to just do things in order to force things to happen, even though we know in our hearts that something isn't right about the situation. Let's go back to dating as an example. If you want to be in a committed relationship by the time you're 30 and you are dating and you're dating, you're just not finding anyone that you really click with, anyone that feels really aligned, but you're like, I need to hit this timeline. The timeline matters to you more than the aligned relationship, more than the connection with that other person. And so you find someone that kind of fits, right? And of course, no one is perfect. No opportunity is perfect. No experience is perfect. This isn't about perfection. This is about, however, knowing what your non-negotiables are and what things you can be a little bit more flowy and elastic with. And say you find someone that has some of the things you like, has some of the qualities and traits that you like, but in some other places, they're not a match. And you know that. You can feel that in your heart and soul, but you convince yourself, well, maybe they'll change. Maybe this doesn't matter to me as much as I think it does. Or maybe I can live with it, right? Maybe I won't care as much. And you try to force that square peg into that round hole and you get into that relationship because they're the one who's willing to commit. They're the one who's willing to do everything that you want so you can stick to that timeline. They'll get married, they'll have the kid, they'll buy the house with you. But deep down in your heart, you know this isn't right. For some people, they keep up that facade for the rest of their lives and they end up in a marriage or a partnership that they don't like. And maybe they find themselves cheating or turning to substance abuse in order to cope with the pain and the frustration, or simply just being unkind to their spouse or themselves or their children because they know that deep down, this isn't what they want. Or maybe they just kind of turn off their feelings and they numb and they go through life a complete shell of themselves, replicating actions that they think will make it look like everything is okay, pretending that everything is okay while deep down they're truly, truly unwell. When you prioritize a rigid timeline above everything else, you will find yourself settling in areas of your life that you have absolutely no business in settling in. Yes, sometimes the thing that you want takes a little bit longer. Sometimes the arbitrary timeline that you have set for your life is actually not the timeline that is going to happen for you. Sometimes the destined timeline is much later. Maybe you don't get married by 30, but you get married by 40. Maybe you never get married at all, but you discover a partnership that is so rich and fulfilling that for you, you don't need to marry this person, but you can live in a partnership with them for the rest of your life and be completely fulfilled. Maybe the vision of having kids doesn't pan out, but something else pans out for you that actually brings you so much more joy than having kids. Maybe that job that you are so hell-bent on rising high in, climbing that corporate ladder in, is something that is not really written in the destiny of your life. And maybe instead you are meant to start your own nonprofit, start your own business, go off and travel and be a digital nomad. I don't know. There are so many things that can happen. But what's really important is allowing ourselves flexibility to pivot. If the plan isn't working, sometimes it does mean that you try a little harder or you look for different things to do to get it to work. But sometimes in life, if the plan isn't working, it simply means that that plan is not for you. Maybe the plan not working means that you should look for something a little different. It means that you should open your eyes to a different possibility. When I started to allow flow into my life more, even though, like I said, I'm a planner, I noticed a couple of different things. One, I was much happier. Because instead of me thinking that something is wrong with me because my timeline isn't working out the way that it should, or something is wrong with my life because I'm not doing X, Y, and Z things at the same rate and timeline of my friends or other people that I know, I just really started to lean into the fact that my timeline is very unique to my life and myself. And I don't even really know when certain things are going to happen for me. And that's okay. That's literally part of the magic and joy of life. The more that you accept that there's one day that you could wake up and bump into someone and they could be the love of your life. Or you could wake up one day and get an offer for a job or an offer for an interview for your absolute dream job. You can wake up one day and realize that you want to move somewhere and that move leads you to a completely different life, a completely different path. The more that you accept that those things are possible when you are open to them, the more that you allow yourself to be open to them. Another thing that happened when I started to allow more flow into my life is that I noticed that I was way more okay when things didn't go according to plan, and I was better at pivoting. I was better at adaptation. So if I noticed that, okay, this thing that I had planned in my day didn't work out because something else came up, I was okay with that. Maybe I didn't make it to my appointment on time and I hit a little bit of traffic because there was something happening in that area that I wasn't supposed to be there for. Sometimes I think we get so frustrated when we miss out on things or when we hit traffic or when we're stuck at home or when our appointment gets canceled or when things just don't happen that we want to happen so badly. But have you ever considered that the thing not happening or the traffic that you hit or, you know, the fact that you're forced to go to a different grocery store or a different laundromat or a different Target is actually for your protection? Have you ever considered that there is a reason that the original timeline isn't playing out? Now, I know maybe that's really not the case, right? Maybe the area was fine all along. Maybe it was safe. Maybe nothing would have happened had you gone to the original place at the original time. But I don't ever think anything is coincidence. Sometimes it's not necessarily about safety, but it's about who you meet there. Sometimes you're led to a different store, a different place at a different time, and you bump into someone and you have the most beautiful conversation. And maybe you don't become friends with that person, but they tell you something or they share something with you that sparks an idea. Or perhaps it has nothing to do with you. Maybe you share an idea or you say hi to someone that was having the most awful day of their life and you have a conversation with them and you remind them that people are kind and that it's okay to really have faith in humanity and that. And even though they're having this awful day of their life, that there's good things out there. There's good people out there and you put a smile on their face. I really think that flow is so important and there is kind of a balance between the flow and the planning. And you can plan, you can have a vision, you can absolutely look forward to doing something. But when things don't go as planned, it's okay to pivot. It's okay to move away from that. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to transform. It is okay to reinvent yourself. And if you have to do that over and over and over and over again, that's okay too. I used to fear change and transformation. I used to see it as being inconsistent, as not being stable, as being faulty and fraudulent in some ways, because I said, well, if the person that I am today is not the same as the person I was yesterday, even the person I was last week, then, you know, I feel fake, right? I'm not being myself. What is myself? But we also have to remember that part of transformation, part of pivots, part of flow is to allow ourselves to be very elastic, to allow ourselves to evolve into what is the most authentic presentation of ourselves in this very moment. And again, sometimes that changes from time to time, or not even sometimes, but that does change from time to time. And it's okay to lean into it. It's okay to say, you know what, that person I was last week, love her, she's amazing. But this week I know something different. I know something new. And honestly, whatever I know now makes me feel as if I should change my mind, and that's okay. So yeah, I guess just like a little mini chat on flow. And I really wanted to practice that today as I was so frustrated with the episode not being ready. And then I was like, it's okay. It's okay. Maybe this is the message that you needed to hear today and the one that I needed to reinforce for myself, because definitely going on that date and hearing this person say, stick to the plan, I check the boxes no matter what, I used to look at that as such a noble trait. And the more that I sit with that, the more that I realize that I love discipline, I love commitment, I love stability, but I also love someone who is able to adapt. I love that in other people, but I also love that in myself. The ability to adapt, the ability to pivot, the ability to take new information and roll with it and know that it's going to be okay even if it doesn't work out in the way that I thought it was going to work out, because sometimes it doesn't. And you have to be okay with rolling with those punches, because that is literally life. So yeah, Anyways, my loves, thank you so much for tuning in to this fun little short episode. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your Tuesday, and I hope that you're able to lean into flow and pivot wherever you're needed this week and allow yourself that grace as you're doing so, because it's not always easy. And even though we know sometimes it's for the best, again, it's not always easy to do so. So wishing you lots of luck, lots of love, and have grace with yourself. Okay, my loves, bye. Chat with you next week. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love this show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.